We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! So I spiegeled it, sorry. Not sorry. Really not. Thank yous. Thank yous to Ian Happ, Jason Benetti, Zach Collins, who was kind enough just to pop on in the middle of our discussion with Jason Benetti, and Cody Westerlund. They all joined us today. We thank Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertz for handling the video feed and the chat there on Twitch. Thanks to Jay Zawoski and Jordan Malley. Sarah Langs is going to join us tomorrow. We're going to do another edition of Score Tales tomorrow. And all sorts of fun things based on whatever else happens in our sporting world. It is time now for Transition. We do it with Lawrence Holmes. And it's brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Hello, Lawrence.
What up, though, Dan? Hi, Layla. Long time no talk.
It was fun to do that show last night, wasn't it? I just played the call from Nick, and I know that was pretty fun to listen to.
It was, and I'm hoping, I mean, it's now become an annual thing with me. I'm hoping that it becomes a semi-annual thing, because I went on after Giolito did that to the Pirates, and it was fun. Like, it's fun to, like, get the actual reaction from people, like, in the moment of something great like that, and yesterday, the added bonus, like Layla's saying, of having people who were there, that now there's the added part of fans being able to share in the experience. We all had to do it virtually for Lucas, but at least a few thousand people got to see Carlos Rodon do that in person.
And how loud did that crowd sound? I don't know what I'm going to do when I hear a full capacity crowd. That's going to blow my eardrums out.
I think all of us are in that spot where it's like these stair steps back to where things were, where even you're hearing like sparse crowds in spring training or whatever, it was weird. And now to see, and there have been a couple of times that the opening night, even with it being horrible conditions for White Sox fans, them just being happy to be back at the ballpark, you could hear this eruption go on. And then last night, everyone was into it. Like, everyone was living and dying with every pitch from Carlos Rodon at the end of that game. And it was fun to be a part of that, like, to share in. That's the whole point. Like, that's the gig. Like, that's the whole idea of why it is that we do this, is so that we can have these moments. It's why we love sports. And his story in particular, someone who has been through a lot physically, I think it makes it easier for him to be humanized because of all of the things that he's had to go through to get to this point.
I'm also noticing that the individual heckler, a determined individual, is more discernible than ever.
True. We heard that with the Angels and Sox game. You remember that? That guy who kept saying Chicago sucks into the ESPN field mic?
Well, there's the swing guy, too, that pops up now that's a little bit more prevalent than what it was when ballparks were full. It's not, I mean, depending on where the mic is, like, every now and again, you get a hot mic and you hear some things that you shouldn't be hearing that I'm not even sure that the players honestly hear. But with the ballpark being like it is now, yes, it's more likely that they're going to hear some nonsense from some nonsensical people.
Yeah, we dealt with
Robert
that.
Still sucks.
We dealt with that on some remotes over the years. I know Terry. Well, there was that one day at the lodge downtown where that one woman just would not stop, and I thought we were going to lose our license. I really did, and I didn't know what was. She was just screaming. She was hammered. She was fine when she walked in, and 40 minutes into the show, she just started screaming. And nothing FCC compliant. And then like her husband showed up and they were both screaming. And I said something to the, like, I didn't know what to do. I was panicked and I was worried. And I said something to the manager. And he's like, all right. And they get a cab and they stuff the two people in a cab and off they went. And he said, this happens every day. It just happened faster today.
Oh,
the lodge has that effect on people sometimes. I love that place.
What? It was like, it was in the middle of the afternoon. It was early afternoon. It's like, yeah, we usually have to do this around dinner time with the two of them. We just had to do it earlier today. Like, yikes.
No, that doesn't seem fun at all.
No, it was really bad. I mean, and really, that particular establishment, if you only limited stories to basketball coaches, you already could probably have a podcast that would last you for years.
I agree. I had someone flip over a table at a remote. So that put me on.
Was it angry Kenny Williams after a game?
It was not Kenny Williams. He didn't drive up to the Buffalo Wild Wings in his golf cart and then flip over the table. It was someone who was mad that they didn't get a Lance Briggs autograph. And when the Score Promotions people said, well, this isn't an autograph show. It's a radio show. And Lance has been nice enough to entertain autographs, but if you thought that you were going to get one just because you were sitting here, you were sadly mistaken. And so,
and you know, I was thinking about too, mentioning Kenny Williams, and my thoughts run back to the White Sox. That I don't. Are we still underrating the Yermín Mercedes home run from last night just because of everything else that happened?
Yes. It is. I literally, like, in my notes yesterday as I was watching the game, I was like, talk to Herbie about finding someone to get the backstory on Yermín Mercedes. And then by the end of the game, like, it matters, but it doesn't matter that much. And he hit the bejesus out of that ball.
Oh, my God.
And it was a good pitch. It was a good pitch.
Yes. It was just like the Glenn Allen Hill homer. That's what it looked like to me. The way he just snapped that top hand through and just cremated that ball.
Sweet spot hitting, and there's nothing like I bet he didn't even feel that. Like, that's how well struck it was. And I thought it was odd, and I said so at the time. It was like their game plan was, oh, we're gonna get these guys out in the strike zone, and then you're like, what? Like, okay, like that is a bold way to go about approaching it. And White Sox hitters were just like, oh, you serving up 92 mile per hour fastballs over the middle of the plate? Cool. Let's take these out of the yard. Like, everyone hit yesterday, and they only had to hit for one inning, and then you make this nice, comfortable nest for Carlos Rodon to go out there and shove.
But tell me more about how you should have sat in Yermín Mercedes against Shane Bieber to start the game. I'm still mad.
Don't take me to that place, Layla, because I mean, I want to try really hard today to not go to the place where I'm questioning decision making and then looking at the results of the decision making. I want to try and stay in the place where I'm celebrating Rodon and then I'm happy that TA is back for the White Sox. And then later on, maybe tomorrow, I can start talking about some changes that I would love to see happen when it comes to lineup construction and whatnot.
Fine. I'll carry the angry torch. And I worked through some things regarding the roster decision-making of the Cubs, but I still have questions there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a list today of things I want to do, and the Cubs are on it. They're on
yellow
it. They're
pad. You got I your got yellow it. Pad, yellow. Jerome.
Son of a...
show cool you breeze.
Run all this stuff down. There's some noises I'm going to make. And then get mad at Batacola to do golf
Lose
tip.
It.
And when I do like this, this means scores on the force.
I'm sorry. Did you say noises you're going to make?
Yes. I do think that someone needs to actually take the Andy McPhail, F-A-I-L, clown noise. I know Tanny's got it somewhere. Someone needs to claim that, because that is an all-time drop in score history. It's an all-timer. Like, it evokes
Mount Rushmore. Absolutely. Mount Rushmore of score drops because of what you get out of it.
F-A-I-L.
And what you visualize from it. And it just evokes silliness. It's one of the best things. I say this all the time. I have a lot of problems with Murph. But where he and I actually did get along as far as radio people were, we both are proponents of sound, and that is the best piece of sound that he has ever brought to these airwaves.
I need to hear this. Also, I want to share this with you all.
Okay.
So when we were talking about wanting to talk to Ethan Katz, somebody on the text line during Transition with the Morning Show just subtly types, "We'll put him on then."
We'll put cats on.
What about cats?
I've got to put him on. Because
I lost it.
What about cats? Because he's on the
we'll
team.
Put
him
on there.
He's on the people in Major League Baseball who have names that make it sound like I should have gone to camp with them. Like, the fact that I didn't, the fact that there wasn't an Ethan Katz in my cabin at one point at Camp North Star, the only one ahead of that is Robbie Grossman. Like, Robbie Grossman sounds like a guy, like, just if you're putting together a list of names, like random North Star Camp name generator, Ethan Katz and Robbie Grossman would be on there, and they're not. So I don't know what happened. It's some sort of rip in the fabric of the time-space continuum.
It allowed you to make a connection with those later on, and then you can just kind of, but you're right. Like, it's just like, you know, Darren Jackson is a guy that I probably should have gone to summer camp with, but I seem to never have. And then there he is doing White Sox things and out here calling no hitters and whatnot. I was telling Layla last night, I so wanted it to be a perfect game for a couple of reasons, but also because I wanted to do a Farmio perfecto and jump
perfecto!
On the air and talk about things. That would have been nice to do.
Did you see, by the way, what the White Sox did for Connor McKnight?
Yeah, I thought that was dope.
How awesome was that? That he got to call he, for his first broadcast of a major league game. They got a ball from the game and made like a trophy that had everything professionally done and engraved on there to commemorate his first broadcast of an MLB game. That's so cool.
And 2:00 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Connor McKnight. Join the
and I admit that I was a little envious of that, because that's just a neat thing to say that you've called a big league game, and he will be calling some more too. It's good things happen to good people.
Yeah, I'm happy that Connor is getting that opportunity, and I mean, it's what he's wanted like forever, and to then see it recognized by the team. And the White Sox are really good at stuff like that. Like, they're very aware as an organization of things that matter to people. So, and I also think it was really interesting, like, you have like Bob Grimm like retiring as Connor gets that opportunity, and everyone who has spent any time around Bob Grimm, like, just salt of the earth type dude. So I just thought the whole thing was cool, and to see him get presented with that, I know that he wasn't expecting it, and it probably means the world to him that he was recognized in that way, and I couldn't be happier for young Connor.
Up next, Zach George Johnskin, Connor Knight.
Zach Collins said they're digging up home plate from last night and giving him home plate.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's what should happen. Like, everyone should get everything that they can so that they can have that. Like, it's possible that Zach Collins is going to catch another no-hitter, and maybe he catches another one this year, but it's unlikely that he's going to. So, yes, give him the plate, give Carlos the mound, and go to work, and give Jose first base as he almost turned his ankle making that play.
I was thinking worse than that. Oh, that looked like knee injury to me.
I was breathing a sigh of relief when I saw his name in the lineup today. I also made the snide joke that now that Williams is out, maybe Anderson starts in left field.
See? Why you gotta do this to me? Don't take me to the
Still mad! What if we were talking about two of these, huh? Huh?
Don't take me to that place. I don't want to go to there today. Tomorrow, yes. But today, I do not want to go to there. Here's what we have planned for today. Jason Leisure is going to be back on the show. We haven't had him on, I just realized, in like 3 weeks because we've had like Cubs games on Thursday. So he's back today. Big White Sox fan and also Bears beat reporter. So we'll talk to him about this draft series that he's doing. Steven Nelson from MLB Network. He is now the host of Intentional Talk on MLB Network and a gigantic, crazy person White Sox fan. And I'm trying to think, like, I've joked with him that he might be the most recognized nationally White Sox fan. Do we have any other candidates?
There was a dude from Deadspin who was writing a lot of White Sox articles for a minute.
See? It's easy to pick out the Cub fans. It's not that easy to pick out the White Sox fans.
What about
some of our most recognizable have passed away, like Bernie Mac.
Is Chance the Rapper a Sox fan?
Kind of. I mean, I don't even know if Chance knows anything about baseball, but I know that he designed. I actually have one of the Chance the Rapper White Sox caps.
That's what I thought.
So, and he went on Saturday Night Live, and he was wearing a Sox cap, and he was wearing a Chicago Teachers Union T-shirt. Well, so yes? Question mark.
He's a jackass.
Yeah, I was gonna say a certain former president too, also a noted Southside resident and White Sox fan.
Well, yes. That's and now who you got after that?
Well, and then there's the litany of like artists who love to
exactly.
wear Sox hats.
Exactly.
But are they Sox fans?
No, they're Sox hat fans.
They're Sox mm-hmm. cap fans is who they are. They're not necessarily White Sox fans.
Kanye threw out the first pitch at the Sox game a while back.
Please.
Pete Williams.
I'm thinking out loud here.
The Duchess, right? Isn't the Duchess a White Sox fan? Or the former Duchess?
We've had some great pitchers like Sales.
She's worn the White Sox hat.
I'm pretty sure that she is an actual White Sox fan, although she's cousins with Mookie Betts.
Wait, Pete Wentz of Fallout Boy?
Maybe.
This is not boding well for our
See
discussion.
What I mean, though? Like, the list is it's difficult. And then there are people that are in this weird space. Like Eddie Vedder is kind of known for being a Cubs fan.
That's Cubs.
But he's a huge like 90s era White Sox fan too. So where does that count?
Cusack
he and Jack McDowell were boys.
No, Cusack was a Cub guy. That's not.
But do you remember he also wore a Sox? He's worn Sox hats before.
Well, Cusack to me is he's just ridiculous because he played a White Sox. And then he's like, oh, Mr. Cub. And then when the White Sox were winning the World Series, he was, can I get a ticket guy? So to me, he's out too.
If you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
John C. Reilly is a White Sox fan.
Is he really?
He is.
I know that he played a catcher for Detroit, so I didn't know if that was
because you know what? I got met because his character in Kong Skull Island was a huge Cubs fan. That's why I think I got. I always assumed that he kind of made that the Cubs because he wanted to. But I. So you know for sure that he's White Sox. Okay.
Wait. George Lopez is a White Sox fan? That changes everything. I like that. Oh, and Joan Cusack, yes, legitimate White Sox fan. Legitimate. Not like her brother.
We'll take Joan.
For sure, we'll take Joan.
What about Dennis DeYoung with sticks?
Okay.
John C. Reilly, according to Twitch, is a Brother Rice alum. That's from John RF. John in right field. Is that how that works?
I like the Craig Robinson thing. He had the commercials 2 years ago, 3 years ago. All right. So, yes. And, of course, Mr. T.
Wait, Craig Robinson's doing the Pizza Hut commercials right now.
Yeah, but he had the White Sox. Him and Nick Offerman did the White Sox Cubs commercials together.
Yes.
Do we claim
and
Bill Walton?
Dunbar's own Mr. Two. Yes, we get to bring him in, but I don't even know if he knows where he is or what team he's cheering for. But sure, why not? Let's take it.
We need Bill Walton on another game. That needs to happen.
I agree. I think that would be fun. I don't know if Stoney has some West Coast games off, but if he does, it's always a good time when Uncle Bill shows up and he tells you stories about things and whatnot.
Have fun today, Lawrence.
Thanks. I appreciate it. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. They are great. The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.